Awande we debe kiseke akawata lada baka sakando. Reto kusatika lada baka sakaya babada baka sakando. Roto kulianda lada baka sakato kuliande. Weta lida baka sakaya. Wande we debe kusoto kulianda lada baka sato. Parada badia satala in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we glorify your name. There is none like you, Abba Father. There is none like you, King of Kings. There is none like you, Lord of Lords. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Just begin to glorify the Lord right where you are. Begin to worship him. Begin to glorify his name. Begin to magnify his name. Uplift his name above every other name. Steer up the atmosphere right where you are. Steer up the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. Kura basata kalimando. For the next few minutes, kirato kuriatala wada baka sakaya, mawadi baba baka sando kuriata lida baka sakata, parve reke sete kiriende redebeke setea, manda rida baka sata kariande redebebeke sekea, roda baka sata kariende redebeke sete kirianda, roda baka sata kaliande redebeke setea, ayando osa tika dia sata lada bakaya, kawa da baka sekundo, rete kelianda rada baka sakata kala mando. In the mighty name of Jesus, kura basata kala bahaya. Father, we thank you. Father, we magnify your holy name. We magnify your name, arada bakasata. Kariando rada baka sekia. Right where you are, begin to glorify the Lord. Right where you are, begin to magnify his name. Rando kosoto kuriata rada bakaya. Invite somebody to watch. Invite somebody to be part of what God is going to be doing through this service in the mighty name of Jesus. Kura mando reda baka sakata kali anda rada baka sakaya kariati lidibiki sikita kala bahaya marada baka sando kuriata lida baka sakata parande vidibiki siti kiriata. In the mighty name of Jesus, Abba Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. Resa nuku soto kuriata lida baka sakaya Rinda rida baka sando kuriata lada baka sakaya baradi gusa rita ladi baka sakaya mando roto kusoto kuriata rada baka sakata kala da baka haya radi bibibi kusata kalianda rada baka sakata parati kiliando urada baka sata kaliata rika tala rudu gusi kiliata lida baka sakando reba baba baka sata ladi baka taka haya paradi biki siti kivianda vida bakasakaya. Just find ways to tell the Lord wana mashoku mashuma right where you are that you can just begin to glorify, magnify the Lord. Reseto kuyanda rida bakasakata kala da baka haya paratu kusakida bakasata kaviande rudi bekea mando ota ladi bakasakaya rati kelida da bakasata. In the mighty name of Jesus, reta kalianda rada bakasakata kala maha sayati paragbe gusa diga dia sanda la diba kasakata paranda rida baka sakata kali anda ride bitu sikita kala da baka haya. In Jesus, rando kusatia rada baka sakaya. Father, we thank you. Father, we magnify your name. You can invite someone, you can take someone, write somebody's name in the comment section. We are believing God for a mighty move, for miracles, for signs and for wonders. We are believing God for prophetic words. We are believing God. Ayando rudo bokosoto kuriata lada bakaya mande pabiasa tala vida bakasakaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Manda rida bakasakaya barada bakasatu merada bakasande kiriata lida bakaya. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify your name. Father, we magnify your holy name. Roda bakasando kuriata lada bakaya parwazi zekra ata kalianda roda baba bakasata kaliande ridebeke sekeya of Jesus. Jesus, Abba Father, you are worthy of all praise, of all glory, of all honor. Right now you are just beginning to stir up the atmosphere, stir up the atmosphere, stir up the atmosphere, stir up the atmosphere. Renda rada baka sakata kalianda rida baka sakata kaya. Bayasu bariata la rada baka sakanda kariande. Reta kaliando rubibiko sutu. Riba baba baba kasaka kariande. Kariando rubibiko sutu kushaka kaliata ya mahaya. In the name of Jesus. Reto zakida daya santala. Bari ribibibiki sete kiriando. Zoto kurianga rada baba baka sataya. Kura rada baka sata kaliando. Riba baba baba kasata kalianda. Asata kaliate kili mehese. Pariando ruko soto kurianda rida baka sakaya. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify your holy name with a kaliando rubuko soto. Barido gosa liata ramandi widibikea. Mara baba baka sanda kashika. Ratala rida baka sakata kala mahaye. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rita kaliando rubuko soto. Parata kaliata lada baka sakata ya mahasi. Ayande rubibike siti kiri anda rada baka sakaya. Father, we thank you. Oh, rada baka sakando. Rita kaliata lida baka sakaya. In Jesus. In Ramando Rokosoto Kuriata Lada Bakahaya. Reda Baba Bakasando Kuriata Lida Bakasakatu. Jatili Rete Kilianda Rida Bakasakaya. Runda Rida Bakasandi Kuriata Lada Bakasakaya. Pasata La Rida Bakasakando. Reda Bakasanda Kariata Lada Bakasakaya. Masata liba kataya manduru bubu kusutu bewa da baka sate kiriende rida baka sakatu reta kaliata rida baka sakaya kava mande ridi biki sikitia. In Jesus mighty name. Anduru soto kuryanda rida baka sakata kala mahase beira rada baka sato kuryata lada baka sakaya. Oh Father, we thank you. We thank you, Abba Father. We glorify your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Awendo soto kuryanda rida baka sakata kala da baka haya. In Jesus' mighty name. This is day number 5 of our global prayer week. And you know, we've just witnessed God do amazing things. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophetic words with confirmation right there in the comment section. And people receiving miracles wherever they are watching us from around the world. And then we just want to thank the Lord. You know, it has been an amazing journey.
Wow. It's been a glorious moment in the presence of the Lord from day one. And so excited to be in the 5th day. And obviously, you know, in biblical understanding of numbers, the number 5 is a number of grace. And obviously, tonight, some real grace is going to fall in this place. And I want you to just invite people. Let them connect tonight. Let them connect tonight. God didn't minister to you from day one. You'll not leave here tonight. But it's been an amazing journey. You know, the Holy Spirit has been so evident.
Yes.
In his works. So many received the word from God. So many received miracles that they did testify of. And I'm so excited about tonight, Apostle.
Amen.
I'm so excited about tonight.
Oh, hallelujah. So get everybody to join in. Get your friends. Get your family. Invite them to be part of the GPW experience, because God is doing something. You know, men of God, I see a revival looming over these services. You know, something great is coming through GPW. You know, today we've been talking about the message we're going to be, you know, to be sharing today. We're going to be talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And what I've noted, men of God, concerning the anointing, is that the anointing cannot be spoken about without talking about the person of the Holy Spirit.
Powerful. Powerful. That's so true. That's so true. In our definition, you realize that the anointing and the person of the Holy Spirit is inseparable. We are going to prove that through scriptures, so that you know that there is no anointing without the person of the Holy Spirit. I think as you begin to delve into a subject, you are going to understand exactly what I mean and what we are trying to say, that there is no way we can mention or talk about the anointing and exempt the person of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So one of the, maybe the starting places is for us to begin at what the Lord Jesus said. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you alone, but I will ask the Father to give you another comforter. I will ask the Father to give you Allos Paracletos, another one just like Jesus. And by that, he was talking about the Holy Spirit. He was talking about the Spirit of the Lord, that you are going to receive the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, chapter 1, it says, wait, tarry in Jerusalem until you have received power from on high.
That's 1 John 2:20.
Yes.
The Bible says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. And you know all things. The other vision will say, and I go to 1 John, also I will read 1 John 2:27. It says, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. You do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true, it's not a lie, just as it has taught you, you abide in him. If we look into these scriptures, particularly 1 John 2:27,
yes,
the anointing in this context is being referred to a person.
Ah.
The Bible says, but the anointing you have received abides in you. And one of the purposes that the anointing that is within or that abides in us is to teach us.
Yes.
That makes sense when we connect this scripture to the book of John. It says, I will not leave you alone, but I will send you another comforter. And if you go down in that context of scripture, it says his purpose will be to teach you that which I have taught you.
Yes.
His purpose is to remind you and guide you into all things.
Yeah.
Which means when we begin to deal with the anointing is firstly the person of the Holy Spirit that abides in us to teach us about the Lord Jesus, to give us the revelation of the truth of who Christ is, which is the foundation of what the anointing is. And it agrees with what you have already said, that we cannot talk about the anointing without talking about the person of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In a certain place in scripture, the anointing is the person of the Holy Spirit abiding in us to teach us all things, to guide us into all truth. That's what John would say.
Amen. And you know, just to I wanna read it from the Amplified Version.
Yes.
1 John 2:27 says, but as for you, the anointing, the sacred appointment, the unction which you have received from him abides permanently in you, so then you have no need anyone should instruct you. But just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything and is true and is no falsehood, you must abide, live in, never depart from him. Check what it says there. It says the anointing you've received, it abides in you. It is in you, it gives you instructions, and it says never depart from. It's talking about the anointing. And it says never depart, live, be rooted, and it doesn't say the anointing now, it says be rooted in him.
Yeah.
Meaning the anointing is a person.
Yes.
When he comes in you, the byproduct of him working in you is what produces the anointing. When you've got the Holy Spirit, his work within you, the functions of the Spirit of God right on the inside of you is what we call the anointing. The byproduct of him working in you is what releases the energy called the anointing.
Yes. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. So fundamentally, we have to understand that as a matter of importance, the Bible is trying to reveal to us that whenever we are going to talk about the anointing, foundationally, the person of the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us, that abides in us, that indwells in us, becomes the foundation of what we are going to term the anointing.
Yes.
So understanding the person of the Holy Spirit and his role gives a person an insight into what the anointing is. You realize as you begin to read this that a lot of people knows the anointing as an effect.
Yes.
As an effect, probably from Luke 4:18. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. They know the anointing as an empowerment for service. But also failing to understand that also the anointing is the person of the Holy Spirit in us, working to reveal Christ in our spirit.
So one of the key things is that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he reveals Jesus right in us. When we have the Holy Spirit, his purpose is to reveal Jesus. That's part of what the Holy Spirit is to do in a believer's life. That's why, you know, most believers get confused when it comes to understanding the scriptures, comes to knowing God, because they have not yet developed a relationship with the Holy Spirit. A lot of believers don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't know him. They don't get to a place where he is working in their life, because, you know, to them he's just that thing. He's that power. A lot of people think the Holy Spirit is a force. The Holy Spirit is a power. The Holy Spirit is a thing. But the Holy Spirit is not all of those things. The Holy Spirit is a person. When he comes into your life, he comes with power. He comes with force. When he comes into your life, all of the above then begins to apply, but they emanate from the presence of him being in your life. That's the Holy Ghost. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, you are guaranteed that the power of God is also there. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, the force that moves things, the force that changes things, is always there.
So powerful. So I want us to try and divide it this way, so as to make people understand. The first instance of the anointing, according to 1 John 2:27,
yes,
is for a believer.
For
one's life as a believer.
Yes.
One's life as a believer, as a way of developing as a believer.
Yeah.
This anointing wants to mature and grow a person as a believer. Before we can think about service, before we can think about ministry. Because the challenge is that a lot of people who think the anointing is only for ministry. It's only for ministry. So if you're not in ministry, you are not anointed.
Yes.
But when the Holy Spirit is part of you, part of your spirit revealing Christ, you are anointed as a believer. It helps you to grow in your Christian walk or in your Christian faith as a believer. Before we can talk about ministry. Because I've seen that as an error that we encounter in the body of Christ. Because many people who think it's only the pastor who is anointed because they are called into ministry. That's another dimension. But the primary dimension is us as believers. We are anointed. We have the anointing helping us to grow.
Yes.
As believers, to grow as a Christian in our lifestyle as a believer, to grow in Christ. So that's the first dimension of the anointing.
Yeah.
Before we can move through the dimension of ministry.
Yes.
Or service.
You know, I'm just reminded when Moses was given instructions to build the ark of the Lord's presence. The Lord said, gather for me artisans that I may anoint them, that they may develop skill. That means the anointing of the Holy Spirit teaches you and it develops you in your personal walk with God, in your personal life with God. Because the error is when you think that the anointing is for ministry only. The artisans, these were people who were doing skilled labor. They were people that were doing woodwork. They were people that were builders. They received the anointing for one purpose, and the purpose was so that the anointing could teach them how to build. The anointing would give them insight, develop their skill, that they can begin to do the thing that God wanted them to do in their business, what they were doing, day-to-day business. God gave them the anointing that increased their skill, that increased their knowledge, that increased their talent. The anointing in the life of a believer, it increases your personal capacity. Before we look at what you do in church, the anointing should help you as an accountant. The anointing should help you. Should help you as a bookkeeper. The anointing should help you as a quantity surveyor, as an engineer. The anointing should help you as a lawyer. The anointing should help you in whatever you are doing as a business person. The Bible says when the anointing comes upon you, it teaches you all things. That means there is nothing outside the realm of the anointing that the anointing cannot do. There is nothing in the life of a person, of an individual, that the anointing of the Lord cannot equip you to do. Once you receive the anointing of God, it begins to move in areas of your life. It develops you. You begin, it gives you excellency. You know, the Bible tells us about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It says the king wanted to choose, you know, people that would help him in the kingdom in various tasks, and they had to be taught by the specialists, whatever it is that they were being taught, so that they can become specialists. But the Bible then says in Daniel chapter 6, the Spirit of the Lord was upon Daniel, that Daniel could solve whatever riddle that was brought before him. Daniel had the Spirit of the Lord and he had excellence. Whatever question Daniel was asked, because of the anointing, by the reason of the anointing. So one of the things that you need to understand with the anointing, your business is failing not because there is lack of prayer. It is failing because in your personal walk with God, you have failed to develop the anointing for business. In other words, you have excluded the Holy Spirit in that area. You have limited him to Sunday service. You have limited him to a particular program like GBW, that you don't realize that the anointing is for your everyday life.
Powerful. I want to give you an example. We have had people that are in ministry.
Yes.
They're very good in ministry because they have mastered the anointing for ministry.
Yes, yes.
But they are very not so good believers. So we have the challenge, for example, pastors. And you say, why is this pastor so good in ministry but not so good as a believer?
Amen.
Because most people neglect the anointing for them to develop their walk with God.
Amen.
And focus much on the anointing for ministry.
Mm.
So they will be doing so much, so well in ministry, but struggling to live as a believer. Because there is an anointing that God first gives so one to develop as a believer.
Mm.
So that you as a believer, you correspond with your calling for ministry.
Yes.
What God wants in the anointing is balance.
Yeah.
Where you have growth as a believer and then also growth in ministry.
That's so powerful.
Because let me give you an example. The anointing as a believer is what develops us in the character of Christ. And which is essential for ministry. The anointing for ministry needs the anointing for a believer. Because it is the anointing for a believer that develops us to become Christ-like.
Yes.
And then supports us in our anointing for ministry. The reason why we have people that are struggling in their walk with Christ, their character cannot match their ministry, is because they have neglected the anointing that teaches them to be a better believer, that grows them in their character as a believer.
Amen.
So they get into ministry, yes, they are mightily being used by God, but there is no character to sustain them in the anointing. And they don't
go very far in ministry. They don't produce fruits that remain.
Yeah.
But when you have allowed the anointing to build you in your personal walk with God, whatever you produce in service, in ministry, will last long. You produce fruit that remain.
Amen. So this is the reason why we get pastors dying of sickness and disease.
Yeah.
This is the reason why we've got people that are serving in church, but they are struggling in the things that they are doing. Their personal life is not going anywhere, but they are good singers. Their personal life is not going anywhere. They're good instrumentalists. They are good at what they do in service, but they fail personally. Why? Because they've never developed the anointing at a personal level. You need to come to a place where the anointing has to develop you. You need to come to a place where the anointing begins to work in your life, where the anointing is working in you as an individual. Before you do anything for the Lord, the anointing has to be evident in your life. That's why when you read the Bible in the Old Testament, you realize that one day David anointed for war. He just didn't go to war on a particular day when they were supposed to be fighting, and he decided to remain.
Yes.
And when he remained, the Bible says he was walking on top of the roof of the palace, and lo and behold, he saw a lady that was bathing that belonged to one of the soldiers. And David failed to control himself, killed the gentleman, took the wife, and you know, the Bible says later on the prophet Nathan came with a message from the Lord. Why? Because David had sinned against God. So that's why we find many people, no matter how much they serve, no matter how much they sing, you know, we've got folks that say, you know what, I like that sister because she sings so much in church. Once you marry her, you realize that was just in front of the church. The ministry part does not come home with you. The ministry part is a personal walk, a personal relationship with God. And David actually costed the children of Israel because of what he did, because he had the anointing for a king, but his personal anointing, it failed him. At that moment of weakness, it failed him. Why? He did not develop it to such a place that he could even resist whatever it is that stood that was standing before him. So majority of the believers, they fail on their personal walk with God. The anointing as an individual, that is nothing to do with service. The anointing that is everything to do with you growing in Christ, with you becoming rooted in Christ, established in Christ, seated in Christ. When once that relationship with the Holy Spirit is not developed, you realize that you are excellent in front of people. You become like you're an actor. When you're in church, you are good. But when we look at your personal finances, we look at your marriage, when you look at your children, when you look at your workplace, when you look at things around you, we can detect that the anointing is missing here. Why? Because that relationship, the aspect of the Holy Spirit becoming your teacher, is not evident in your life.
Powerful. You will realize that the anointing needs our spirit.
Yes.
It comes upon our spirit to impact our spirit.
Yeah.
The other anointing for service needs our gift.
Uh-huh.
Or sits upon our gift, or sits upon our calling.
Yes.
I want to show you something. You will realize that there are people that neglect the anointing that comes to impact our spirit. This is what abides. This is what causes us to remain as believers.
Amen.
If this anointing is not cultured and allowed to express itself and give our attention to it, we have people that doesn't have a quality relationship and a Christian walk with God.
Amen.
And then focus on the anointing that has come upon a gift.
Yes.
That's why you find that there are people that when you look at their walk with God, there is nothing that magnifies God, but they are operating in the gift.
Yes.
They are moving in the calling. They are operating in it. But their life doesn't reveal Christ. That doesn't express Christ. Why? Because they focus on the anointing that came upon the gift.
Amen.
And neglected their Christian walk.
Yeah.
They are baby Christians or in their walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have an anointing operating on a gift, they focus on that, but they are struggling as believers. Why? Because they thought the anointing for service is important. Here is the principle.
Yeah.
You can't work for him
uh-huh.
until you have developed a relationship with him.
Mm, that's powerful.
The other anointing helps you to develop a relationship with him.
Mm.
So that you can work for him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to wait for him without first allowing the anointing to help them to know him.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of gifts that are operating for him, but with a little knowledge of who he is. So this is where we have an imbalance in the body of Christ.
Mm.
So when we come to a place of understanding that the anointing first builds us up so that we can effectively work for him, we are going to see results in our lives.
Uh-huh.
In our lives. So yeah, that's what's important. You know, Apostle, there are people that move in the anointing in service that don't pray, that don't give, that don't fast, that don't read the word of God.
Uh-huh.
And you wonder why? Because that part of the anointing helped them to relate better to Christ, encourage them to grow in the word, encourage them to grow in prayer and giving, and other various aspects that builds a believer. You wonder why it's not there? Because they have not allowed that anointing to build them up.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. As a believer, you need to develop and to grow in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing is not for the pastors. The anointing is not for the apostles. It's not for the prophets. The anointing is not for the dear servants of God. The anointing is for you. The anointing is for me as a believer. You know, minus the title, the anointing is for me as a believer. And if I don't develop that anointing, things are not going to go anywhere. You need to develop the anointing. Man of God, how does one develop the anointing?
Definitely. The best way to develop something is first to understand who has given it.
Yes.
When you know the anointing that comes from God, it takes you depending on the same God to help you develop it.
Yes.
That's the first thing. The first thing, you need to remain connected to the source. You need to acknowledge the source of the anointing. The source of the anointing. Number two, there is something that Paul says to the Galatian church.
Yeah.
He says, my little children, in whom I travail until Christ is formed in you.
Yeah.
Which means there is a place where you have to consistently begin to commit to your Christian walk with Christ.
Yes.
In you seeking knowledge and be committed to things like the principles of God, prayer, reading of the word, and other principles that God has given to us as a way of developing ourselves in this anointing.
Yes.
So it takes us to follow the principles that the Lord has laid before. Because for everything that God has given to men, God also has put principles around it to maintain it, to grow in that thing. The issue about the kingdom of God and everything that God gives in the kingdom is that the kingdom of God is built on increase. Everything in the kingdom grows.
Yes.
Everything in the kingdom becomes better.
Yeah.
So when the anointing is deposited in us, when we grow in the knowledge of Him, when we grow in the knowledge of Him, that's why the reason why the anointing is given in, put in us, is to teach.
Yes.
Because it is through teaching that knowledge is imparted to us.
Mm.
So you can develop this through knowledge.
Mm.
And allowing yourself to submit to the person of the Holy Spirit so that He can teach you and illuminate this word of God in your life so that you begin to grow in the anointing that God has given you.
Amen. So that means you need to be intentional.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of believers are waiting for the Holy Spirit to do something in their life by accident. People are just waiting. I just hope today the Holy Spirit will do something. It means you need to have intention. Be intentional about your relationship with God. When you wake up in the morning, you know, a couple of years back, I wanted to buy a book. I think something around 2005. I wanted to buy a book by Pastor Ben Hume, Good Morning Holy Spirit. Man, I saw that was the last copy in a shop. When I went to buy the book, The first day, I saw the price. I said, I'll come back tomorrow. I came back with the exact money that he told me. And then the price had gone up. And I said, okay, I'll come the next day. I came the next day to buy the same book. I got there. The shop owner was not there. And then I could not see the book on the shelf. And I'm trying to call this guy and he's nowhere to be found, you know. But eventually, after hours, you know, just waiting, and I was so hungry to know about the Holy Spirit, then I finally got that book. One of the key things that Pastor Benihin talks about in that book is being intentional in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. He talks about how God had anointed him, how he had received the Holy Spirit from a Catherine Kuhlman meeting. And when he went home, early in the morning hours, he felt the presence of God come upon him. And he felt the need to talk to him, because he had been taught that way, that you need to talk to him. And his first words were, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." And from that day, intentionally, he began talking to him. And God began to speak to him. When you read the Bible, it says, "And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forever." Fellowship means communion, communication, talking to one another. Because what most believers, what we've been taught is that we go before the Lord and we pray our lungs out. We shout at God, whatever it is. "Oh Lord, this is my story, this, that. But we have not come to a place where we are saying, "I want to fellowship with him." You know, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That means there are moments where in your prayer time, in your prayer cycle, in your devotional time, you ought to go before the Lord, not to complain, not to shout at him. You ought to say, "God, this is what I am going through. What should I do?" You are asking questions. Why? Because the Bible says he is our teacher. So what do we do to our teacher? We ask questions. Mzizisi, it is shown out, say, "Mzizisi anodzunzwa." If you are not asking the teacher, if you are not asking the Holy Spirit what to do, because, you know, people end up, I like the gifts of the Holy Ghost, but we then have a church that is void at a personal level of the voice of God, that they now have to rely on people that prophesy to hear God. Yet the Bible says you have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit forever. It abides with you. It means at a personal level, you ought to be talking to God. You ought to be speaking to God. Be intentional. Go before God empty. Ask him what you want to know. Ask him for the direction that you need. In doing so, you are developing that personal anointing. Because the moment he begins to respond, gives you direction, that means the anointing, the work of the Holy Spirit has begun on the inside of you. You now have a working relationship with him. And that working relationship is what 1 John 2:27 says, the unction you have received from him. It's the working relationship. It's the Holy Ghost working in you. When he begins to do that, that's the anointing activated in your life.
Powerful. You said something very profound there. And I just want to add to that. You will then realize that a lot of people doesn't have this working relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Bible is very clear in the book of John that when he comes,
yes,
he will guide you into all truth.
Mm.
Not some truth.
Yes.
But into all truth, which means when you are building your relationship with the Holy Spirit, any subject you would want to know, could it be marriage? Could it be money?
Uh-huh.
Could it be any spiritual subject? He has the capacity to teach about any subject.
Yes.
You know, the over-dependence of people on gifts,
yes,
is sometimes an indicator that there is an absence of an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The purpose of the prophetic
should
be to confirm what the Holy Spirit has already taught people in their personal walk.
Hold on right there. So you're saying it's an error of sorts. Mm. For you to be hearing something for the first time from a man of God, you ought to have heard God say something to you.
Yeah.
That means The reason why a lot of believers are looking for one prophet, the next prophet, that prophet, this prophet, that prophet, there's nothing wrong to be looking for a man of God. But you ought to come to a place where the Holy Spirit is speaking to you directly. Now, I like what the Bible says in the book of Joel chapter 2. It says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means the Holy Spirit coming into your life, already that activates a prophetic atmosphere and a prophetic anointing over your life. Because Jesus confirms it. He says, when he has come upon your life, when you have received the Holy Spirit, he shall tell you of things that are to come. That means that's the prophetic function or the prophetic unction or the anointing of the Holy Spirit to take from the knowledge of God and reveal it unto you. When you come to church, then that knowledge is then confirmed.
Powerful. I want to take an extract from what we were discussing in our personal time in the afternoon about the prophetic as an anointing.
Yes.
There is a place where we say, quoting from the book of Numbers, where Moses, Joshua went to Moses and said, there are two guys that are prophesying in the tent.
Yeah.
After Moses had called everyone to his tent.
Yes.
They remained in the tent with the people, but they were prophesying.
Mm.
And Joshua ran to Moses and said, they are prophesying without your approval.
Mm.
But there is a revelation right there. Because obviously it was a revelation about the future.
Uh-huh.
What would happen in the New Testament where people wouldn't need an approval from a man of God
to
operate in the prophetic.
Uh-huh.
Not really the prophetic as in ministering to other people, but in their personal life.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear what Moses said. When Joshua arrived to Moses, he said, they are prophesying in the tent without your approval.
Mm.
He says, are you going to be jealous of me? And he makes a profound statement and says, how I wish that all God's people were prophets, that his spirit would come upon them.
Mm.
Which means he was pointing to a dimension
where
actually everybody can become prophetic and be able to build a relationship with the Holy Spirit and be able to hear the mind of God in their personal life.
Amen.
And be able to prophesy in their own life and edify themselves.
Amen.
So there is a dimension. And that is a primary dimension because every believer must be prophetic.
Oh, hallelujah.
The anointing must enable them to hear from God, must allow the Holy Spirit to testify to their spirit of who they are as sons of God, as for them to know who they are as believers who are seated in Christ far above principalities.
Oh, that's so powerful. So that means even for the folks that are here with us, you can prophesy. Once you've got the Holy Spirit, you can prophesy. You know, I want to say this again. It's an error for you to hear something from someone that God has not spoken to you directly. It's an error. That there has to be confirmation coming from somebody. Then you can confirm and testify that, you know what? What you are saying is actually true because this is what God is saying. What you are saying is actually true because exactly as you are saying, it has been on my mind. It has been bothering me for a while and I can confirm that what you are saying, because when you have the Spirit of God, his primary role is to be the revelator. The reason why we have John the Revelator is because the Spirit of God began to reveal information. Revelation is information that God has. And once the anointing of the Holy Spirit, once the Holy Ghost begins to work on the life of a believer, then the Holy Spirit brings revelation. He brings revelation of the Word of God and he brings revelation concerning your life. Your life should not be a mystery that you don't know about. When you've got the Holy Spirit, your life is an open book because the Holy Spirit brings information to the surface. He tells you exactly what God has planned for you. You know, men of God, I want to, you know, in this same note, I want to address, there are people who then don't know how to receive information from God, that they've gotten to a place where they, you know what we call casting of lots.
Yeah.
In Shona they say mujenya. There are believers who say, I want to know if that brother is truly gonna be the one that's gonna marry me. He should come with an apple. If God, that business is mine. When I'm walking down the street, I should see only people wearing white clothes. Then I know that this is exactly what you're saying. Do you realize that in the Bible there was a brother that was added to the apostles, that we only hear about him when they casted out lots? They chose Matthias. We never hear of Matthias again. Yeah. Until Jesus, the anointed one, came and anointed Apostle Paul as a replacement. So they chose their own because they did not know how to listen to the Holy Spirit. But after they had received the Holy Ghost, they stopped throwing those things. They began to listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. When the anointing is at work in your life, the Holy Spirit's voice becomes clearer and clearer. Acts chapter 9, Apostle Peter sees a vision, and in that vision God is telling him, go and eat these things. And he says, I can't eat what the Lord has said I should not eat, what is dirty before the Lord. And the Lord then gave him instructions. There are men that are going to come that are sent by a man called Cornelius. You should go with them, for that man's prayers have been heard by God. Go with them to his household, for the Lord has given him favor. In other words, at that stage of his life, when he received the Holy Spirit, the voice of God became activated in his spirit. He began to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 13, the church was praying and fasting. As they prayed, as they fasted, as they ministered to the Lord, the Bible says, then the Holy Spirit said to them. And you know, it saddens me to realize that there are people that are praying and fasting, but in their prayer and fasting, they are not hearing the voice of God. There are churches that are organizing, 25 days of prayer, 32 days of prayer and fasting, but none of them is hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 13, the group of believers prayed, then the Bible says the Holy Spirit said to them. And in my understanding, to them means everyone had the same thing. As they were praying, as they were fasting, the anointing allowed them to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's an error as a believer that you pray, that you fast, and you don't hear the voice of God talking to you. It's an error as a church that you pray and you fast and you don't hear the voice of God giving you instruction. You are saying this, this is January where people are praying and fasting. And a lot of this prayer and fasting that's done in January, actually it's just a religious service that is no spiritual significance. Because when we check into your life in February, what you are praying for, what you are fasting for, there is no evidence up until December. Why? Because the element of the anointing, the Holy Spirit, is not there in your prayer and fasting. When they prayed, when they fasted, the Holy Spirit spoke to them. He said something to them. Why? Because the anointing had been activated in their life. The personal walk with God had been activated, that the voice of God became so real to them. Acts chapter 17, Apostle Paul wants to go and preach in Asia. The Bible says, at night, in a night vision, he saw a man that told him, you're not going to preach there, you're going in that direction. But many believers, you're taking journeys that are leading to your death, leading to accidents. Why? Because you don't have a personal relationship. The anointing at a personal level is not working. The voice of God is silenced in your life. You ought to have the voice of God activated when you have the anointing at work in your life. The anointing is not for the pastor, it's not for the apostle, it's not for the prophet, it's not for the evangelist, it's for you as a believer, that you can hear clearly the voice of the Holy Ghost.
The importance of the Holy Spirit is seen in the book of Acts. Paul comes to a group of believers.
Yes.
And then they say, in which baptism were you baptized? They say, we are baptized in John's baptism. And then he asked them a question. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? They listened. They said, we don't even know whether there is a Holy Spirit. But what scares me the most is that the scripture actually refers to them as believers.
They were in the church.
They had believed in the
received Lord, the Lord Jesus.
But they didn't know the Holy Spirit. Up until this time, their lives are not activated. Listen to the effect. Paul prayed for them. And the Holy Spirit came upon them.
Yeah.
They spoke in another tongues and prophesied.
That's so powerful.
Why prophecy was another initial evidence of them receiving the Holy Spirit? Because prophecy is a dimension of communication.
Yeah.
It is in that dimension that we are able to hear God.
Mm-hmm.
In also our talking to God.
Yeah.
Listen, the challenge with a lot of people is that they understand prophecy in the sense of a prophet ministering to them. Not prophecy in the sense of them communicating with God and God speaking back to them and edifying their spirit.
Mm.
Listen, the challenge is that our Christian walk, because of the absence of the Holy Spirit, we have become religious.
Yeah.
So our Christian walk with God is a religious routine. We fast because we are supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
We pray because we are supposed to. Even if we don't hear anything, we have to pray. Sometimes we pray 10 hours and there is nothing.
Mm.
And we actually waste our time, because when we pray for 10 hours and there is no voice that speaks back to you, then you're actually wasting your time. You'd rather sleep at home.
Yeah.
You'd rather find anything else to do. Because we have moved in a religious routine. We fast. When there is 10 days, we are there. When there is 100 days, we are there. And when we're stabbing our bodies, but at the end of the day, there is no evidence of why we are fasting.
Mm.
Because if we are fasting in the knowledge and with the partnership of the Holy Spirit, then we are going to hear Him speak to us.
Yeah.
You know, I was teaching some people one day, and in my personal experience, I remember that time I had my target. I said, in every day I have to push at least 5 hours.
Mm.
So I'll do my 5 hours. One day I went wanting to do my 5 hours, and I started, and the Lord says, shut up, I want to talk to you.
Mm.
From that day, I understood that what we call prayer is not prayer. Prayer is a dialogue.
Yeah.
Where sometimes you get in a prayer room, you shut up, you don't say anything, and He speaks to you. And if He does that in 10 minutes, that's it.
Mm.
That's it. God speaking to us is not determined by how much amount of time we spend in prayer. And prayer is not only the place that God speaks to us.
Yeah.
If you are my father,
we
have a relationship. You can speak to me anytime.
Yes.
God can speak to you while you're doing your dishes.
Mm.
God can speak to you while you're sitting and working. You know.
Yeah.
That's how powerful a relationship is. I don't need to crank something for the Holy Spirit to speak to me. But if we are constantly developing a relationship. If we have a relationship, we can talk anytime.
Yeah.
I remember days when the Lord would say, no, wake up, let's talk. My friend, I want to sleep, but my friend wants to talk to me. This is the importance of having the Holy Spirit in us.
Yes.
Because that relationship, it's not a relationship where you're talking to yourself. There are people that talk to themselves in their Christian world because they have not understood that they have a brother, a friend that sticks to them, that wants to hear them, that wants to discuss with them. Imagine you want to buy a house and you talk to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will tell you, no, actually, the person you want to talk buy the house from has already sold the house to another person. Your money will be stolen. That's the importance of having.
having a relationship with him. You know,
Apostle, when you meet someone that has developed their relationship with the Holy Spirit, they don't put effort.
Yes.
It's effortless. Mm-hmm. If you're my father, we have a relationship. If I start saying, Father, I want the car. Father, I can't repeat the same thing. If I say I want the car, because we have a relationship you have had with me. That's why even they say, when you get into prayer from a perspective of relationship, when you pray, believe that you have received.
Yes.
Why? Because the person you are talking to, it's not far away. You have a relationship. If you are beginning to say, Father, I want, and you are repeating the same thing, it means there is something wrong on your relationship with that person.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, when you have a relationship with him, you will speak to him. He will speak back to you.
Amen.
And you are equipped as a believer.
Oh, and you know, as we just about to round up, are the functions of the anointing and most obvious ones that people like and people know? The Bible says, by the reason of the anointing, the yoke of bondage shall be broken. That means when you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, when you develop the personal anointing, that's the key. The key is to develop the personal. Don't just rely on the anointing from the pastor, from the man of God, from what they, you know, like, I can't wait for the Sunday service so that I can be laid hands upon. Once you have the personal anointing, the yoke of bondage cannot stay on you.
Mm, that's so
you
true.
Know, there are people that have been prayed for when they were sick. They got healed in church. Come Wednesday, the sickness has come back, again. And this time it has actually come 7 times more. The reason why that happens is because there is no personal development of the anointing in the life of the believer. Now, I want us, you know, something just came up in my mind. Something very controversial. Very, very controversial. There are folks who put the anointing in bottles and take it. Now, I have seen places in Scripture and the New Testament where the anointing has been transferred on materials, on handkerchiefs and on aprons. And it went, you know, they took it to the sick got healed, the demon possessed got delivered. But I never saw a verse, unfortunately, where after that, then you hear the apostles announcing that today come and get handkerchiefs, because that's where the anointing is today. One of the things that people need to realize, the Bible says your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
There is nothing that can be put in a bottle that is far much greater than he who dwells on the inside of you. The Bible says the greater one lives in you. So what can a bottle do for you that he who dwells in you cannot do for you? We need to get, you know, folks are being trapped because of the, you know, the reason of the lack of knowledge, and because they don't read the scripture, they don't develop personal anointing, they don't develop their relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost inhabits your body, because the Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And this is not an attack to anybody that sells a special bottle. Maybe it's a special pen, maybe it's a special face towel. That's not an attack. But one of the roles that as an apostle God has given me is to bring true doctrine, so that you don't get captured by one of these fly-by-night, you know, prophets. And to such an extent that I've heard, you know, some say, now this bottle has expired, we have a special one now. We have this one is called maybe Chimdara Church, or maybe something like that. They've got special names for each bottle that is coming up. The anointing of the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of you because your body is the temple. Now, is it possible that the anointing can be transferred into materials? Yes, it's very possible. Is it possible that you can put it on oil? Yes, it's very possible. But the true doctrine does not bring your reliability into what is in a bottle. But the true doctrine of Jesus gives you reliability to the Holy Spirit, to the person of God himself, and to what he has said in his word.
Because a lot of abuses are going out there. And for some reason, when people are abused out there, because they like those things, when they get abused, they now label every pastor as a fake pastor. Because they have never been taught the truth. Because they don't know what the truth is. You need to have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Once you have him on the inside of you, man, your life will never be the same.
That's so true. That's so true. You know, when you've come to a place of knowledge of who Christ is, you know, there is no need for you to look for a bottle and actually take him out of you, put him into a bottle so that he can work. He's already in you. You reach into yourself and cause him to manifest in your life, in your life, in your life. You know, Paul says, as the truth of the anointing of Christ was in me, I became unstoppable.
Yeah.
Which means what you need is the truth that the anointing within produces.
Hallelujah.
Once you have that truth, you are set. There is no amount of deception that can take a toll on you. The reason why a lot of people are being deceived is because there is no truth that the anointing produces in their life. What that is in their life, no one can deceive them.
Oh, hallelujah. Right where you are, you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You need to be baptized by the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
The Bible says, right, when he has come upon you, he comes with power. That means the Holy Spirit does not come upon an individual and leaves you empty. That means that each person that has received the Holy Spirit, the onus is upon you to begin to use the power that the Holy Spirit brings upon your life. Right where you are, for the folks that are here with us in the church, you need to receive the Holy Ghost. You need to function in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, gone are the days that we have a church, a body of believers that are looking for somebody to pray for them. I'm not saying you don't need to be prayed for. You actually need to be prayed for. But gone are the days where we become seeker-friendly folks, where we just rely on what... This is where the abuses come from. When people teach you that the man of God is the main actor and remove the Holy Spirit from his position, that becomes the downfall of people in the church. You need to come to a place where you have the Holy Ghost. You need to come to a place where you are hungry for the power of God. You need to come to a place where you're saying, Lord, if you could anoint Daniel, Lord, if you could anoint Moses, Lord, if you could split the Red Sea for Moses that they walk on dry ground, if you could keep a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace that they were thrown in by the reason of the anointing, surely that anointing should be at work in my life. Because there are a lot of folks that are struggling. A lot of folks, you know, tonight God is going to set free folks that do not sleep at night. God is going to set free folks that have, you know, there are people that are struggling from visible demonic attacks, where literally you are attacked physical. You're not sleeping. You're not imagining things. You actually have an attack of the spirit. And you know that something is tormenting me. You have tried one thing. You have tried another thing. And it's not working. Maybe it's Tokoloshi. It's Sandawana. It doesn't matter what it is. When the anointing hits you, that thing is going to depart in the mighty name of Jesus.
That's so true. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, like you said, one of the things that it does is to break yokes.
Yes.
And yokes are being broken right now by the reason of the anointing. One of the things that the anointing does is that when the anointing comes upon people, gifts of the Holy Spirit are activated. We declare that gifts will be activated. One of the things that the anointing does is when it falls into a place, sicknesses and diseases are healed. We declare healing over sickness and disease. We declare also when the anointing comes upon a place, upon a people, demons manifest and leave. We declare any demonic spirit oppressing people that they would manifest and go. In the name of Jesus, we declare that it shall be so. for it cannot be otherwise.
Right where you are, in the mighty name of Jesus, declare. Hold our Satan. Right where you are, just begin to speak in tongues. Just begin to pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray
for the anointing. Reda baka sande koriata lada bakaya. Mandade bo satiada bakaya. Parasa talianda rida bakasatu. Menda kariata lada bakasakaya. Parade gesa kida diasate. Maranda rida bakasata kariande. Rede bebebe keta lida bakaya. Radoze zekida diasanta. Arada bakasata kali. Yanu rodo bobo boko sotoya ba shante la wida baka
sakata alakata haya parada baba baka sando kuriata lida baka sakaya mando rodo boko soto kuriata barika sande kerianda rada baka sakataya bayasa brado zezekrida diasata. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify your holy name. Abba Father, rada baka sando kuriata lada baka haya rede meke sete kerianda rida baka sakata bayaso brakida diasate lede mekea mando odabia Sata lida baka sata kaliata lada bakaya. Father, I thank you. Renda rida baka sanda kariata lada bakaya. Rede bebebeke sando kuriata lida bakata hase. Barazo zo kuriata lada baka sata. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name. Reda baka sando. Radi baka sata kariata bakata haya. Father, we thank you. 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 Oh, Rabasata Kalianda Rida Bakasakaya. Parasetale Redebeke Seketa. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, man of God, I don't know if it's someone that is sitting right here with us right now, somebody that is watching online, you have, you experience pain in your leg, like a sharp pain inside of your right leg. God wants to heal you tonight. God wants to set you free. The anointing of God is here to set you free tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. If it's you watching online, or if it's somebody that is here, maybe you know someone that has that condition. Occasionally, they feel a sharp pain on their right leg. On their right leg. They feel a sharp pain on their right leg. God wants to touch that person. God wants to heal that individual right now.
Powerful. Apostle, I see in the spirit realm there is a woman, your favorite color is pink. Pink is your color. What I see, there is a strong connection in your life with the month of March. And what I see is that God is birthing a compassion in you to do awareness, to do with cancer. But what I saw is that the woman is not in Africa. You are actually in Europe, United Kingdom. Because I saw you doing campaigns, awareness in a place like York. I think it's Yorkshire. I don't know whether there is a place like that. And also in a town like Shrewsbury or something like that. It's like, and out of that, God did build an organization for you that the Lord also empowered, that annually you would help people go and fund a campaign for screening.
Yeah.
It's particularly to do with breast cancer.
Yeah.
The Lord is raising you so that you become an aid to a lot of people. And actually, it's a campaign that I see you also bringing to Africa. That's what the Lord is going to do. You are going to be a beacon of hope that the Lord is going to use in your time.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, saints, let's pray. If you're in here, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rata lida bakasakata kalamando. Reto kosa tika lada bakasakaya. Karande rede beke sete kiriata lada bakasakando. Reba baba bakasata kala bahaya. Marado bo sotokole de beke. You know, the Lord wants to minister to someone by the name of Gerald. I don't know if there's a Gerald watching, or somebody here knows a Gerald, or somebody online knows a Gerald. God wants to minister to Gerald. And the person I'm talking about is in Zimbabwe. That Gerald is in Zimbabwe. God wants to minister to a Gerald right now. You have an uncle called Gerald. All right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are reversing every curse that has been spoken against his life. Everything that is put, you know, it's like whatever he's doing has been put on hold. There is no actual moving forward. God is lifting up that curse in the mighty name of Jesus. You tell him that God has done it for him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, it's done for him. Come on, let's pray. Oh,
Apostle, there is a woman you're watching us right now.
Yes.
Maybe this prophetic word can also be relevant to people that are in this place.
Yeah.
You have purpose that you need God to brood over. It's like an application that you have placed, and it has kind of like delayed because it has to brought some permanence into your life. The Lord, because once that purpose are approved, it's going to help you in terms of finances. There are benefits that are attached to that paper that you have been waiting for. As I see in the realms of the spirit, it's like part of the application has been responded to. It's like you are getting into the final stages. Mm. And what's delaying is the final stages of that papers. That if those papers are approved, it's going to help you even in you trying to advance in your education. Also, in you trying to find a job or do things. The Lord said, I should tell you that it's coming to pass right now. The Lord, he says, in a matter of 8 weeks,
amen,
there will be a final response. And I saw you being granted permanence in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 We have someone here who says, I have a sharp pain in your right leg. Sometimes. All right. It comes and goes. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing now. It's done for you. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare and I command that pain never to return. Mm. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah.
Apostle, there is someone that I want to pray for.
Yes.
Your background has to do with the mining town in Zimbabwe called Mangura.
Yes.
It's like you grew up in a mining area in that time. And the Lord is taking me back to that origin so that I can deal with a few things and break you free. Because many a times you're always having dreams back in that place.
Uh-huh.
But while it's also, I'm praying for this, the Lord says, pray for someone that comes from the place you are coming from, which is Rusape.
Yeah.
And if you are there, you are coming from Rusape, I would want to pray for you and release the blessing of the Lord in your life. And in that means, God is about to raise someone that is into beauty care. You do beauty stuff. You are into beauty, whether it's hair, facials, nails, and stuff like that. God is about to lift you up.
Amen. There's also someone who sent a message right now. Says, I also experienced sharp pain in my right leg as well after driving. Be healed, Nyasha, right where you are. Be healed in Jesus. Mm. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Angeline says, I receive healing for my husband, James. It's done for you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
It's done for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's done for you.
We agree.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Sante Lede Bakasakai, Marado, Sakida da Bakasata, Rando Rodoboko Sotoko Riana, Rida Baba Bakasa, Katakala Bahaya, Rande Redebeke Sotoko Riata.
I was
going
to pick someone with the name Itai. And the Lord says, I'm coming through for Itai, and I'm dealing with any limitation that has surrounded Itai's life.
Yeah.
The Lord says, this is the season for Itai. For I'm going to cause my grace and anointing to come upon Itai, and I'm going to write a new chapter in their life. There is, Sharon, my papers shall go through. It is done.
In
the period
of
what I have mentioned, which is about 8 weeks, you will have a testimony of what God is doing. May the Lord come through and brood upon those papers so that things will happen in your life.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm there's just the name. I think I know the person. I'm not so sure if I know them. But the name of Nyasha Nyamadzao, if somebody knows that person, you know me or you know that person, the Lord is visiting you right now. It's a lady. The Lord is visiting you and he's turning
your tummy area, literally dealing with that sharp pain. And the Lord says, you are healed and you are healed for good.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For those that are watching online, you can send your prayer requests as we about to close so that we can begin our online prayer here. You can send in your prayer requests. For the people that are in here, just for the next couple of minutes, just begin to pray. Just begin to glorify the Lord. Just begin to, you know, just stir up the atmosphere. The adventure God might just release a word for you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We magnify your name. Menda vila bakasata kariyane. Ayazo zote kuriata vila bakasakaya. Father, we thank you. Oh, rande soto kubraha sakaliyata vila bakaya. Mendoro loboko sondo koshaka vila bakasata. Mayaze zekwe hete kebianda rada bakasataya. Mendazo soto kuriata vila bakasata. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name. Rendo soto koryanda radabaka satate. Re toko soto. In Jesus. Kando rodoboko soko tekele redebekeya. Rate izo soto koryanda ridabaka sakata. Mando soto koryanda ridabaka sakaya. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Randy Redebeke Sekete. You know, the Lord just showed me someone by the name of Primrose. I don't know if a Primrose is watching or anybody here that is with us right now knows someone by the name Primrose. The Lord is saying it's a season of remembrance for Primrose. God has remembered her. There are things that have been going on in her life that have been going on actually for a period of not more than 2 years. And the Lord is saying, I am turning the situation around. I have remembered you. There's a turnaround that's coming. So if maybe anybody here, you know that particular person or someone online, you can let us know. And you can let the person know.
That's, we saw a prayer request from Lois. We declare that the migraine is lifted for good. And also, your vision, that the Lord come through and deal with your eyesight as well. In the name of Jesus, we declare supernatural release, we declare favor, we declare grace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. All right, Barnabas, you say you've got a cousin called Primrose. It's done for her. Tell her that it's done, Barnabas.
The Lord has remembered her. It's done for her. It's done for her. Pretty Mlilwana, you're saying, help me pray for a job. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus.
May doors begin to open for you.
Whatever has been hindering you, God has removed
it.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Diana Arutua saying, pray for me for breakthrough in my life. It's done for you. The Lord is going to open doors
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
But listen,
is Diana in Zimbabwe?
That's exactly what I needed to address. Diana, listen. There is something that needs to be broken from your background. I don't know, but I see an ancient hand that is holding on. What you are experiencing, Diana, is actually a pattern that's in your life or family at large. What I saw this grip or this hand is something that I followed in the realms of the spirit, and I saw it actually leaving Zimbabwe. As it left that place of Zimbabwe, I don't know what's the connection, but the hand, I saw it coming straight out of Mozambique, and it was holding on to things. I want to know if there is any connection, with the nation of Mozambique, because there is something that is a contributing factor to what's happening in your family at large.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I can't get this.
Devin, the Lord is bringing you favor.
Yeah.
It's bringing you favor. What God is doing is now God is bringing stability. Stability. God is bringing stability in your family. In your family. And now what the Lord will do is that your family will also grow. Will also grow. Because in the realms of the spirit, I had children crying. And the Lord will begin to bring you and your husband to a place where you need to begin to grow your family in that aspect. But the Lord is opening things, because there's so many things that you've been planning between you and your husband as a way of expanding yourselves. And God is favoring you and your husband in the area of finances.
Yep.
The area of finances. There is an issue to do with a property that I saw the Lord blessing you with. I saw the Lord blessing you with a property. But now you are entering into a season where actually things are going to open. Mark this. A door shall open in a place like Hanover. 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 God, in this season, has decided to lift you up. I also hear in the realms of the spirit that there is someone connected to Priscilla. Priscilla. The Lord says the door has opened for Priscilla. Because in a moment of an open door, I also the Lord saying no sickness and disease will derail Priscilla. But this is a season where I'm lifting Priscilla. And the Lord is doing it.
Oh, hallelujah. All right, there's a confirmation. Daphne says, my grandfather is in Mozambique. Asking whether there's a connection.
So I declare in the name of Jesus that anything that is emanating from a PowerPoint in Mozambique, there is a power place in Mozambique that has been so influential in the family at large.
Yeah.
I declare it broken. And tonight I declare a liberation in the name of Jesus. It shall be so for it cannot be otherwise.
Renita, we pray that your children receive favor in the mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus. May your children receive favor in Jesus' mighty name. May it be done for them as you desire.
No, we declare. And actually also what I see, Apostle, is that a couple of people are receiving from God today.
Yeah.
I literally saw gift boxes that are coming from heaven. God is releasing upon people.
Amen.
Upon people you might not be mentioned, but God is just releasing upon people.
Yes.
I literally saw a miracle and a breakthrough that could literally turn someone's life. And I saw it on 23 May, I saw a release of God. And I also saw another one happening in the month of April. But this one is specifically for someone born in the month of April. In the month of April, you were born in the month of April. There is grace that's coming upon your life. God has turned your life. And I saw that I give you to write this down, that by the time we get in the month of your birthday, specifically on this date, which is 17 April, I saw the Lord confirming his word with signs and wonders.
Amen. I don't know if there's anybody. Maybe you are here or you're watching online. April means something to you. Whether you're born on that particular day, you're born in the month of April, that word belongs to you. Dean. Dean is born when? 17 April. Ma'am? 6 April? 30 April. God has remembered you.
Amen.
It's done for you.
You know, Devin said last week you were praying for about a house and children. The Lord is going to give you four children, twins, a boy and a girl. And then also the Lord will add other two children. The Lord is about to release for you a mortgage. The house will come. But all the things that will happen in you getting a house is that there is a shift that will happen. I see you migrating from the city you are in right now, because a door will open in that city. And that city will be the city of your permanent residence.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord will favor you and the house will come.
Oh, hallelujah. Lydia Bure, you wrote, may the anointing rest upon my family. It's done for you, Lydia. It's done for you. I'm not so sure when we are going to be in Cape Town.
Preferably March into April.
Between March and April. But before we come to Cape Town, one of the things that you're going to notice, Lydia, in your life is that there's going to be an increase of the prophetic grace over your life. In the church that you are serving right now, God is going to begin to reveal things, people with issues that nobody knows about. God is going to bring them to your attention so that you can begin to intercede for them. Amen.
I see someone connected to a Shumba family. A Shumba family. What I'm trying to decipher is whether it's Shumba as in our culture, the totem, or it's actually a family named Shumba. The Lord is releasing grace upon that family,
yeah,
and that people, because there is something that is happening. I see you lifting up your hand.
Oh.
Okay, you are part of that. We declare that there is a release,
amen,
in your life, and may you be favored in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I hear a name like Tonderai. Someone watching us, or it could be here or not, there's someone that has a brother,
yeah,
called Tonde. Tonde is your brother. I actually hear two of them. The other one is a brother. The other one, Tony, is actually someone's husband. Yeah. Sounds like your sister's husband or something like that. We declare that there is favor that's coming upon your life. Definitely, many men of God have told you about twins, a boy and a girl will come.
Amen.
And they will be born in winter. Mm. They will be born in winter around July. Around July, mid-July.
Yeah.
Like 12, 13 there. They will be born, as I see in the records of the Spirit. The records of the Spirit. That also, thank you, Holy
That's so
Spirit.
Powerful. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we can just give God all the glory. Amen and amen.
Apostle, there is something that we need to agree with. I hear a conversation that has happened. The Lord is averting an arrow of suicide. An arrow of suicide. It could be in a family. I see a woman that is threatening suicide.
Uh-huh.
The Lord says, I deal with it and I break it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, that's Bana. Bana say Tonde is my cousin sister's husband in Radbeck.
Yeah.
Tell Tonde that I see a double door opening.
Yeah.
A double door is opening. And a speed is coming upon Tonde's life.
Amen.
This will be the beginning of his favor. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
And the Lord wants to, you know, wants to touch somebody by the name of Ruarashi. I don't know if anybody here, it's your name or you know someone by that name. Or somebody watching online, maybe you're called Ruarashi or you know someone by that name, Ruarashi. God is visiting your family and God is turning situations around. There has been an issue that has been going on for a couple of years that has almost brought the family, you know, to fight and there is disunity because of that thing. God has remembered your family, Ruarashi. God has remembered your family.
Diana, it shall be so in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Mando rodo boko sete koyata la dabakali. Rasa taliande rede beke sekita
koyata. I hear a name like Maunga Nidze.
Yeah.
And the Lord says there is favor that's coming upon that family name.
Yeah.
Because there is a grace or uncommon open doors for wealth and prosperity that has been released. And the Lord shall do it. And also the Lord says, I'm touching a person by the name Albert. Albert. In the sequence of the prophetic, there is someone, you have a relative in Canada, in a place called Alberta. And it's in a place called Alberta, Calgary, Alberta. Calgary, Alberta. If you are watching me, I would like to pray for them. You have a relative that is staying in a place called Calgary, Alberta in Canada. The Lord is preserving them and the Lord is lifting them up.
You said you've got to wait for someone called Albert. Actually, our accountant, the accountant for the church, our church accountant is called Albert.
There is an elevation that has come. The Lord says his time has come. There is a miracle. And the Lord is saying, 24 hours.
Amen.
24 hours.
Amen.
I'll bet a miracle has come upon you.
Amen.
And also, the Lord says, the entire month of February, there is a stream of finances that is going to flow in Albert's life.
Oh, hallelujah. I hope somebody from church was writing that down. So that we can send Albert that word. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. For the folks that are watching online, we are almost getting started on our prayer. We would want you to connect back again around 2 a.m. if you can and if you will.
the Lord will be ministering yet again to people around that time. Keep sending your prayer requests. Around that time, we'll be attending to them. If you have sent any prayer requests, and be online at 2 a.m. God is going to be doing something marvelous.
We pray for your Tete Barnabas.
Yes.
Favor has come into her life and the family that is using that name. There is someone. There is someone. Your car failed to start. And it puzzled you because there was no problem. The Lord is saying that was a sign of an incoming demonic warfare to slow things in your life. But the Lord has showed us that we declare in the name of Jesus that there is no weapon fashioned against you that will prosper. I also pray for someone like Majorie. I declare in the name of Jesus that may the Lord come through for you.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. May those begin to open for you. We pray. If you need divine healing, receive your healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It's as if there's someone that has, one of your relatives or someone close to you has chest problems. And it's more like it's a chronic thing. There's no actual medication for it, but there are tablets that just sustain the sickness. God is healing them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That chest problem is going right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We declare it. But now we're praying for the incoming birthday for the doctor. There is going to be the heaven literally opening on you. The four levels of blessing that is going to come. We'll talk about it.
For those that are watching online, on the comment section, there is a tagged comment on the page Apostle Michael New with a link to the GPW WhatsApp group. Make sure you click on the link, join in the group. Next week on Thursday, we're going to be having a session on WhatsApp. It's going to be marvelous. It's going to be wonderful. Make sure you're in the group. God is doing something. There's a movement that God has started. We love you. See you at 2 a.m. God bless you. We're about to start our all-night prayer. Amen. And for those that are with us, let's just get into prayer mode and just begin to pray. Give God all the glory. Give God all the honor as we begin our all-night prayer. Father, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mando kora dabaka sata karyande redebeke sekeya.